why was the library created?
Well, Amelia Given, she had inherited a lot of money from her father, who was one of the paper barons. He was an industrialist here in Mount Holly. And she, you know, donates and has the library built. One reason to, you know, give back to the community, to give it a sense of pride, and also to be this kind of a resource for the community. You know, a lot of times people were really poor back then, and you might not have books. So the idea of giving books to a community would, you know, it would help everybody in some sort of way to, you know, entertain them, to educate them. And also there was a move all across the United States of wealthy people to give back. So she kind of was following in that movement.
How did the Amelia Given Library influence the town of Mount Holly Springs?
Well, as I was mentioning, you know, it became, for one, a source of pride. It was the first library in the county, and it's still the most beautiful library. So it was kind of a center of town, and it also gave this huge educational opportunity for these people, and became kind of a cultural community center. It was a very unique institution.
How did the Amelia Given Library impact the community beyond the creation of the library?
Well, Amelia Given, for one, she, from sources I've seen, when her father dies, she takes over running his business. So she was in charge of giving jobs to the community. A lot of the people that lived here in Mount Holly were employed, or they had jobs working in the paper industry. So, you know, she's responsible for them earning their money. And since they're working in a factory, they're not growing their own food. So they're spending money to buy food from the people who ran stores here in Mount Holly. So there was, you know, she provided jobs. She provided, you know, she was a big part of the economy in here in Mount Holly. She also provided people with some pride. Now, one of the other things is that she was a celebrity. You know, she was a very wealthy person. Do you ever see things on TV about celebrities, famous people, all the time? Right. Well, back then, they liked to do that too. They wanted to hear what these rich people were doing, and they would write about, "Well, Amelia Given's going on vacation to Alaska." Well, some people had never even heard of Alaska. So there, you know, she also kind of provided this little bit of celebrity to the community.
Is it interesting that Amelia Given was a woman and was so influential at the time? How did she become so important?
Well, she became important because she ran a major company that, you know, produced paper for, you know, not just this area, but for all, you know, Pennsylvania, and down into Maryland. And running a company, especially a woman running a company, was very rare at that time. You know, and in the 1870s, you know, women here in America had very few rights. If you were a married woman, you couldn't own any property. And you couldn't take anybody to court. You couldn't collect rents from anyone. And, you know, women couldn't even vote until 1920. So, you know, she was a very unique person. In fact, that, you know, she was a woman running this major corporation and kind of one of the backbones of a community.
What role did Amelia Given play in the Civil War?
Well, the role she would have played would have been very minor because she was a teenager. So, she, you know, the years of the war, she would have been roughly 16 to 20 years old, depending on what time you're looking at. But women during the Civil War played large roles. You know, they would often organize and do things like knit stockings for men or knit socks for men because they needed socks to keep their feet nice and comfortable and dry. Write letters. You know, so you let people that you know, let people, hey, I'm thinking about you. And also send them food. Because food in the army was not very good. From what I hear, it's still not very good. So, you know, they're sending them. We have neat letters where women are sending these guys whole chickens. Cans of butter. Weird things like that. So, you know, they're providing support. Food, letters.
To what extent was Mount Holly Springs and its people involved in the Civil War?
Well, one of the first things is that Mount Holly sent men to fight. Men were drafted. We have the lists of the men who were drafted to go fight in the Civil War. Men from the community volunteered to go fight in the war. And also, like I was just mentioning, you know, the women were supporting that. You know, they were making clothing to send to the men. Food and letters. Also, Mount Holly as an area, it was a pretty strategic place. Because what we know of as the Mount Holly Gap, it's the easiest way to get through the mountain. And the armies knew that. And it was an easy way to march an army, you know, going north and south. So, for instance, the first... you know, going through the gap for the Battle of Gettysburg, over 40,000 soldiers marched straight through Mount Holly, both Union soldiers and Confederates. Because, you know, for the Battle of Gettysburg, the Confederates had been in Carlisle, they took over the town, and they needed to get to Gettysburg, and the fastest way was to go right through Mount Holly Springs.
Did the Civil War have a lasting impact on Mount Holly Springs?
It did have a lasting impact. Some, kind of look into that a little more, some things that we can still see today from those impacts. Mount Holly Springs was the site of the first Civil War casualty of a man from Cumberland County. And it happened right on Baltimore Avenue, towards the Mount Holly Inn. So we had the first county death of the Civil War here in Mount Holly Springs. Also, a really unique thing is that when the Confederates were on their way to the Battle of Gettysburg, one of their soldiers fell ill. And he couldn't keep going on, so they let him at the Holly Inn so that they could hopefully, you know, kind of nurse him back to health. But unfortunately, he died. And he is buried in the Mount Holly Cemetery. And oddly, nobody knows who he is. So in the Mount Holly Cemetery, there is an unknown soldier from the Confederate Army buried.
Are there significant changes that have happened to Mount Holly Springs from the wartime that we can still see today?
Well, a lot's going to change. One, I can tell you some things that haven't changed is that we still have a you know, thriving paper industry here. Things that do change, Mount Holly gets more modern. And for a long time, this was its own community. So you had the mills that were here. And then you had storekeepers that would sell goods to those workers. One unfortunate change is that a lot of those little family stores, they couldn't stay in business. So now for, you know, the locals, we have to go away to a grocery store. So, you know, that's probably one of the biggest changes. It kind of has become less of its own community, and now it relies on the larger area. Anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Well, very good. I appreciate your questions.